Welcome to Season 1 of Hear Me Out, South Africa's first audio speed dating platform, where potential suitors get to meet from the comfort of their homes. How it works.
One girl and three guys get a chance to engage in a speed date. The three guys each get 5 minutes to present their case to the lucky lady. At the end of the podcast, the lady then chooses the guy based on the interaction.
All you need is a stable internet connection. And to make it more exciting, the girl can't see the three guys, but the three guys can see her. So she chooses the best guy, pretty much based on how he sounds. Personality is everything, guys. Let's take away the looks.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hello, guys. We are finally with the much anticipated, much loved Hear Me Out series. What are we saying, my guy? What are we saying?
We hyped, bro. We're hyped for this, bro. People have been telling us, drop this episode, drop it. So you know, it's about time we let you guys listen in on what we've been cooking up in the kitchen.
Bro, and we've been dragging it out, bro. Like, I think it's 2 months now.
we had this storing, we had it maturing, we had this like wine, my guy. We had it, you know, to refine. It had to go through this process of just settling in our systems. Then like, okay, now we're ready to release this.
Yeah, it had to grow, my guy. You know, we had to give Tato Rampedi, we had to let him do his series first, you know, let him do his things on YouTube, and then
we had to let you guys, you know, see how visually it looks, and then we're going to give you the audio part, you know. Simple stuff, nothing complicated. Don't worry, we got you. Today we're going to be reacting to the first episode of Hear Me Out, and then we'll see at the end of the day who was the one who succeeded, who walked away with
the prize,
the conquer. Yeah, Tapiwa, should we hit it?
Let us begin.
Let's let it flow.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Well, my name is Hilary Beidou. First of all, I'm Ghanaian. Most of y'all say Ghanaian. So yeah, I'm Ghanaian. I'm 18, and I'm in my second year at Varsity College. I'm doing BCom Law, basically. Yeah.
Hilary came on with this, you know, this eloquent.
Did you hear that?
Phantom,
did you hear that?
E-commerce.
We have.
I hope these niggas perform, bro. I don't want to disappoint.
Guy, we took this show and made it international. She's Ghanaian, all the way from Ghana, but currently residing in Santon.
They're not ready.
You guys are not ready. Listen to this.
Hi.
Oh, damn it. Wow, I wasn't prepared for this. How are you doing? Like, I can see you came up. Like, look at the makeup.
First impressions are everything, but how are you doing?
No, I'm good. I'm all right. Thanks, Naoi. What's your name, by the way?
Oh, my name is Hilary.
Oh, Hilary. Oh, and that accent, I gotta comment on that accent. You're not from around here, right?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm Ghanaian.
Oh, what do you speak?
Oh, I don't think you'll be able to pronounce it, but it's like chi. It's like chi. That's how you pronounce it. Most people say chi, twi. It's chi. Like, it's spelled T-W-I. Yeah. But what's your name? I didn't ask you for your name.
Gare.
Gare.
An exotic name, exactly.
That's a
yeah, French.
Oh, are you South African or something or not?
No, my dad's South African, my mom is Zambian.
Oh, okay.
I still gotta comment on your makeup though, like,
really,
shit.
You like it?
Ah, I know, you showed up. Girl dressed like you're going to prom.
Thank you.
Now we can tell. So where did you learn in high school? Where were you at in high school?
Oh, I went to I don't even feel comfortable mentioning this high school yet, but I went to Blue Hills.
I would say like a church girl.
I'm not gonna start this off with a lie, but I'm not. In fact, it's the Christian
schools
where it's like, you know, that's where things start. That's when things start. Because no, everyone there is just messed up.
Nah, I check you. A quick disclaimer though, before you even find this out. 5'6". I'm 5'6". I know. If you're gonna leave the call, I understand. I'm 5'6". Gonna put it out there.
Now pause the chair. I gotta say something.
What you gotta say, my guy?
Gotta say something. So actually, you know, we gotta start off right, guys. You know. So who's this? Hillary came on, and her preference was a tall, black.
So what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say 5'6" is short?
I'm trying to say Garo was at a disadvantage from the get go. You know. I'm just saying.
Unfortunately, Hillary, we had to, you know, obviously everyone thinks that they know what they like, but sometimes, you know, there might be certain compromises a person can make. So it was an experiment to see, will she compromise the height factor for a guy who brings the vibes? But hey, we'll see. Maybe Garo is the one who gets chosen at the end of the day. Who knows?
Look at her eyes widened, my guy. Nah, it's a rough life.
You're 5'6".
But what we lack in height, we make up in other places. You feel me?
Did you hear that? Garo came in clutch.
Bro, that's a statement to all you short niggas right there, bro. Write that down.
And see what we lack in height, we make up in other places. What?
You crazy.
But you know I'm a tall hand, right?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
You're 5'5"?
Yeah.
That means you're 5'6" in heels. You know what we say, it's not about the height of the guy, so the guy can do.
Really? So
yeah.
You're fine with dating a tall hand, cool, is that what you're saying?
To be honest, I'm fine with dating any kind of girl. As long as it's
okay.
Kind of
chill. But how old are you?
Oh, that depends. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, then I'm 20. I'm turning 20 in November.
What are you studying, varsity?
I'm doing computer science at UJ.
So you go to UJ?
Yeah.
A lot of hosts. I don't trust UJ niggas. You know, I'm not going to judge. I'm trying my best not to judge, but at the same time, UJ niggas.
Let me paint the real picture. UJ niggas, we give you a little finesse, you understand? We treat you with a little sensitivity. That isn't offered by any other niggas from around this area. It's a Garo exclusive. Like you, I can tell. How many cows do you think you're worth? You see, a UJ guy will give you 15 cows for that.
I deserve more than cows. You need to give me like 50 cows. You need to give me a mansion. No, you need to get me a car, you know?
Yeah, no. Garo, you have a lot to pitch to the table. Did you hear that?
What the time
up? You need to get me a mansion, 50 cows, a car.
Here's where you run, my brother. You run. Run far and run fast.
You run far and fast.
Fine,
no, you're going to, like, if you don't have your stuff in order, you're going to be crying in that Bentley of yours there. Oh,
Garo is just trying to support his family back in France. There's no money for all that.
No, hopefully comes in clutch. Not only clutch, but comes in with the bag, because clearly here, you need a suitcase. You don't need a bag, you need a suitcase. That was our first date from Garo. Let's hear what Ignatius has to say about this situation.
Oh, all right. So what's up? Are we like alone now? Did they leave?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my name's Ignatius. You already know that, I guess. What's your name? What's up with you?
My name is Hillary.
Hillary.
Yeah, I'm 18. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 18 too.
Oh, okay. So like, are you in varsity or something?
Well, I'm gonna start on Monday, so I'm kind of like.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to AFTA. It's a film school. I'm really into film and stuff. You know?
Nah, bruh. Pause the chair. I gotta say, bro, I'm feeling this gen, bro. I might just go away with it myself, my guy. This guy moving smooth, bro.
This is the type of guy that will loot your heart, my guy. This is the type of guy that will go with it. I know. Do you hear that accent?
Hide your hands, bro.
Hide your hands, my guy. You see, the moment he says, I'm going to film school. Ah, bruh, your hand will be the main character. She'll be there in the film, the whole film. It'll be an action film, my guy. That's...
Is that kind of gen to be walking with a camera, bro? Like...
Bro, this guy will go. Like, your hand is gone. If this guy pulls up and like, hi. Did you hear that? And hi, I'm Ignatius. If he pulls up and he says that, she's gone.
Nah, bro, this man is moving on some Lucas Abbott kind of energy, but you know that nigga from Grodish, bro, that's with the dreadlocks, and he probably has an art board in his room, bro.
But let's hear, just get to, where do our listeners think he's from? What accent do you think this is? Do you think it's South African? Clearly it's not South African, but do you think, like, it's American?
Even France, bro, we international, bro. Even Italian, France. Maybe, you never know.
Italian.
Put it down in the comment section below.
He sounds a little Italian. Who knows? Let's get to listen what he says.
Oh.
Story.
Oh, okay, I see. I'm in second year at Varsity College.
And you're 18.
I'm taking BCom law.
You're 18.
Yeah.
Damn, you done left some of us behind, dude.
Yeah. Wait, are you South African?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
Where do you think I'm from?
I don't know. Like, I'm hearing your accent right now. Like, it's different. So I'm trying to figure it out, but I can't. Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Well, I'm from Cameroon.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
My brother.
That's nice. I'm Ghanaian.
My brother.
Oh, that's cool. From Ghana, Accra, right? Capital.
Yeah.
Accra. Yeah.
Yes.
I grew up in Tanzania.
Oh.
I guess that's kind of like where I picked up my accent and everything. So, yeah. So, what are you into? What kind of stuff do you do for fun?
Right now, what I'm focused on is, like, recently I started my business. Basically, it's like a beauty type of thing.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm interested in for now. But, like, I have a job. I work for my dad. It's social media and web design.
Oh.
So last year I took like an extra course for like web design to like qualify for my job. So those are the two things I'm doing right now, web design and then beauty. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. You're like,
what about you?
You're like well-rounded. Well, I'm an artist actually. I write a lot. Oh. I paint, you know, I customize shoes and all that.
Mm-hmm. You know, oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I guess we're both artists at the end of the day. Yeah.
I love, like, makeup.
People and stuff. Yeah. That's pretty cool. So I guess, well, this is kind of weird. We don't have lots of time, kind of like counting down.
Yeah.
But I think I'd like to, like, I don't know, see you more. Some. If you're down for that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you at the end.
Yeah. You got a real nice smile.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you. Okay,
bye. No problem, okay. Bye.
Bro, what did I say?
She's gone.
Bro, he's the type of guy to be walking with a skateboard in uni, bro. Those are the niggas.
And I have to comment, did you hear that? This guy didn't use the 4 minutes that we gave him. He used less than that, and he was like, nah, you know, let me stop. Let me let you get the rest later.
He was done.
This guy, he works with the mind, bro. He's psychological.
No, but actually, bro, one thing that I actually like, bro, he actually got to know her. That's one thing. I don't know if that's what girls like, but yeah, he actually got to know the girl. Unlike Karoe, Karoe was on some just jokes. This man actually got to know the girl. That's one thing I like. No, but let's see. There's still a third guy, bro.
Let's see what our number three, lucky number three, has to say.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you?
Okay.
You already know my name, right?
Yeah, Topelo, right?
Hmm.
Well, I'm from Ghana. Yourself? Well, you're South African. Yeah.
Are you a religious person?
Sorry?
Are you a religious person?
A religious person.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Tabele, what's going on?
Straight into religion, bro. Like, have you heard about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Years of pamphlets. Bro, this man is from ZCC, bro. Bro, he's like, I might not get a hand by the end of the session, but I would have led one soul to Christ.
No, Tapelo was not here to look for a hand. He was here to seek for souls. He's here seeking for souls, my guy. He's saving souls.
And you've gotten my respect, my brother. You've gotten my respect. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm also just a religious person. So that's a good start, right?
Yeah.
It seems like you are disappointed or something.
No, I'm not disappointed. It's just like the commissary. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah?
We can talk. But...
So what do you do?
Well, I'm a student firstly. I take BCom Law at Varsity College. I'm my second year. But I also work social media and web design. And I recently started my own business, type of business. Yourself?
Okay, I'm a student. I'm also a student doing BCom Accounting second year at the University of Johannesburg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, pause for a second, man. I think Tapel is genuinely a nice guy. I'm liking this guy.
I hope Tapelo gets the hand, gets the bag, because no, man, Tapelo is generally a nice guy. I'm rooting for him.
So, is anything you'd change about yourself?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Oh, everything is perfect in your life. Like, there's nothing you change.
I wouldn't say everything is perfect, but like, I've come a long way from where I was at, you know. I wasn't as confident in the past. Now I'm very confident about myself, you know. Yeah, like I've grown as a person, I'm still growing, you know. I've opened my mind to a lot of things, which has helped me.
Okay. So what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, probably, like, I'm afraid of heights, close spaces, but apart from that, like, I really don't, like, where I'm at right now in life, I don't think anything bad will happen, because I'm at a place in my life where everything is going well and I see everything.
Seems like you are at the point where your life is going well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of us, you are at the point where we're still struggling with studies.
Yeah, but you know, it happens. But the thing is that you always have to be positive about everything. Just try your best. You know, my first option was in BCom Law. Like, I actually had a tough time with that course and I actually wanted to change it. But, like, I even thought today, like, should I actually change it? So I actually wanted to do BA Law in the beginning, but, like, BCom Law wouldn't be bad to continue. But it's just a bit hard because it's something I wasn't passionate about in, like, high school, which was, like, accounting, the business studies. Like, I wasn't really interested, like, also in maths. I wasn't, like, good in maths, accounting.
Okay, I get you. The problem is that this online thing, you see, this online thing is the problem.
Yeah, but I still go to campus.
You're going to campus?
Yeah.
Some of us, no, we are not allowed to go to campus. So we must go on with this online link.
Okay.
Yeah, no. That was Tapelo's date. What do you think, Raymond? What do you think?
I think this is the person Jesus would choose, so I'm gonna choose him. he's a good man. He's not asking about I don't know what Ignatius was talking about in Garway. Those men were perfect. I don't know. He's a good man.
Chapelle was a genuine guy. He was looking for a genuine connection. He knew what he came here for, and he knew how to get it. Do you think he's gotten it?
He came for religion. And what don't you like about yourself?
Hey,
he knows what he wants.
Hey, bro, he's out here to make deeper connections, and I respect him for that. Let's hear what Hillary had to say as she looks back on all three dates.
Firstly, let me just say this, Tapelo. Red Cross. Cut that one out, because it was a very dull conversation. Like, I didn't enjoy it. I think one of his questions that triggered me was the, are you religious? I was like, okay. So, Red Cross, to that he's out.
Before we to rest. Before we to rest.
Mary Magdalene.
Ah, she's a worldly woman, man. I know. Why is she doing that to my boy? Because...
Unfortunately, Tapelo, you've been eliminated. But the Bible says, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So don't worry, Tapelo. The time is coming. But Tapelo, unfortunately, you're not the guy. Let's see what she has to say about the other dates.
But, yo, it's gonna be hard between, like, Ignatius and Gary, because my only problem with Gary is that he's short. I said tall and handsome, but he's short. And, yo, I liked talking to Ignatius. I mean, he made me smile, you know. Also, Gary, the thing is that Gary, he's also a nice person to talk to, like, conversate properly. But, yo, I'm not ready, yo.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I'm not ready.
All the short guys who are walking with beautiful hands, you guys deserve more respect than you get. Clearly, you took the short end of the stick, and you still did the most. No. Honestly, what can we say?
I'm not ready.
Okay, wait. Can I ask one question, right? Let's say I don't like the guy I choose. I'm gonna come back. Okay, I'm gonna choose Ignatius.
Oof, did you hear that? Did you hear who I was choosing? Ignatius. I mean, we brought Luca.
Luca came with a different energy.
Against Gary. What do you expect, guys? What do you expect?
Nah, take me to Ignatius. We accept, bro.
No. Ignatius brought in the heat, and he deserves the win. He brought the bag, and he took it.
I did the most.
Ignatius, congratulations. Ooh, 50 cows.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Your car, and all that.
Your plane. I think she also said she wants a part of Zambia. I don't know.
She wants land.
She wants land.
She doesn't play. She wants land.
Bruh. Ignatius, I hope you're looting, my guy. I hope you're taking some flat screens there.
Hey.
Gather assets.
I hope you have a loot. Them loot right there. Hillary is not here to play. She's here for the loot, bruh. If you're looting her heart, she's looting your bank account once. It's as simple as that.
Go loot yourself a Bentley, my guy.
Nah, but that was episode 1 of season 1 of Hear Me Out.
And the reveal to see where they are at right now, this is 2 months in, will be in the season finale.
Bah, 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 bah.
So, see you then, guys.